From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today, we'll bring you more information about Indonesia. You can listen on voanews.id. And now, we would like to begin with the news. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia, Japan agreed to set up an essential business travel corridor. Europe is tightening restrictions on countering the second wave of COVID-19. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga agreed to form an essential business travel corridor between Indonesia and Japan during their meeting at the Presidential Palace in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday. The two leaders have also agreed to assign their respective foreign ministers to negotiate detailed points of the travel corridor arrangement and reach the approved draft in 1 month. Prior to the agreement on the travel corridor arrangement with Japan, Indonesia has entered into similar deals with China, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, and Singapore. At the bilateral meeting, the two leaders discussed their collective endeavors to keep strengthening their strategic economic partnership. President Joko Widodo said that the visit of Prime Minister Suga reflects Indonesia and Japan's commitment to strengthening their strategic partnership and the importance of the Southeast Asian region amid the current global situation, which is marked by uncertainty. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Tuesday affirmed complete support for the Asian Outlook on Indo-Pacific initiatives introduced by Indonesia and said Japan will adopt it. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said in a joint press statement with Indonesian President Joko Widodo after a bilateral meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. Prime Minister Suga said Japan has fundamental affinities to the vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific. Hence, Japan will cooperate with Indonesia ahead of the Asian Summit, which is scheduled to be held in November 2020. Indonesia will launch its own sovereign wealth fund in January next year as the government seeks to attract more investment and support the economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Deputy State-Owned Enterprises Minister Kartika Wiryoatmojo said on Tuesday the government would soon establish the fund to handle government investment. The establishment of the sovereign wealth fund, which will be called the Indonesian Investment Authority, was included in the job creation law. The government is preparing 75 trillion rupiah or $5.1 billion in capital for the nation's sovereign wealth fund as global heavyweights from the United States to the United Arab Emirates have expressed interest to join. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said 30 trillion rupiah of the capital would be in cash, while the remaining would be in the form of shares in state-owned enterprises and other states' assets. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. European countries are tightening restrictions to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 as WHO urge countries to implement quarantine measures. This is because a number of European countries such as Britain, Spain and France respectively report thousands of new daily cases. Infection rates in some countries are now higher than in March and April, after many restrictions were reduced over the summer. Ireland and Wales became the first countries of the continent to return to implement lockdown as the numbers of people who died from COVID-19 in Europe surpassed 250,000, according to an AFP tally. WHO Emergency Director Michael Ryan said the increasing rate of transmission in Europe was due to the failure to enforce strict quarantine. Speaking at the virtual press conference from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Michael Ryan revealed the fact that self-isolation measures that were not implemented systematically becomes one of the reasons for the soaring numbers of cases of coronavirus infection.
Many of these countries had serious follow-through. Once they got the numbers down, they followed through. They didn't start reducing testing centres, they increased testing centres. They didn't start reducing clinical capacity, they increased clinical capacity. In other words, they ran through the finish line and beyond, and they kept running because they knew the race wasn't over. That finish line was false. Too many countries have put an imaginary finishing line.
Indeed, Europe's second wave showed an element of exhaustion from months of restrictions imposed on daily life that destabilized the economy. Director of World Health Organization Europe, Hans Kluge, admitted that it is so easy and natural to feel apathetic and demotivated as well as exhausted. Hans Kluge called on Europeans' authority to listen to the public and cooperate with them in new and innovative ways to revive the fight against COVID-19. China plans to use a Chinese-made coronavirus vaccine as part of a national immunizations program. Sao Paulo Governor Zhao Doria said the federal government had agreed to buy 46 million doses of the vaccine CoronaVac. The governor said that the immunization program could begin as soon as January 2021, making it one of the first such efforts in the world to fight the pandemic. Brazil has been one of the countries worst affected by coronavirus. It has had nearly 5.3 million confirmed cases, the third highest tally in the world after the US and India, and is second only to the US in terms of death, with nearly 155,000 registered so far, according to data collated by Johns Hopkins University. The Japanese government signed an agreement of 450 million yen contribution, or around 62.6 trillion rupiah, with the United Nations Relief and Work Agency UNRWA. According to the UNRWA press release, this contribution will enable Japan to continue providing food aid to the 99,000 Palestinian refugees in Gaza. These funds are useful for reducing the impact of poverty and food insecurity for those who badly need, especially in the midst of the current COVID-19 pandemic. The commitment was conveyed by the Ambassador for Palestinian Affairs and the Japanese Representative for Palestine, Magoshi Masayuki. Reported by Palestinian news agency WAFA on Tuesday, Masayuki said this contribution represents Japan's commitment and solidarity to Palestinian refugees amid current humanitarian crisis. Asian stocks were set for modest gains on Wednesday after renewed U.S. stimulus hopes helped Wall Street higher, although wobbles in the tech sector could keep a lid on investor sentiment. Australian stocks opened slightly higher, while MSCI's gauge of stocks across the globe was roughly flat. The Nikkei 225 futures were up 0.25%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index futures were up 0.24%. The White House and Democrats in the U.S. Congress moved closer to agreement on a new coronavirus relief package on Tuesday, as President Donald Trump said he was willing to accept a large aid bill despite opposition from his own Republican Party. Negotiation is set to continue on Wednesday. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcon.
de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga State's visit to Indonesia and Vietnam. The newly appointed Prime Minister of Japan, Yoshihide Suga, started his diplomatic stamps with a state visit. It is the first visit of state or government leader to another country after he officially takes office. By making a state visit, a new president or prime minister can initiate efforts to improve relations and cooperation by exchanging information on government policies and building mutual understanding. The Japanese parliament officially on September 16, 2020, elected and appointed Yoshihide Suga, president of the Liberal Democratic Party, as prime minister, replacing Shinzo Abe, who resigned due to illness. Less than a month after being inaugurated, Yoshihide Suga immediately stepped out of his country to make a state visit. The two countries that become the first destination were Indonesia and Vietnam. These two Asian members' countries have priority over major countries such as China and the United States, or closest neighbors, South Korea. Yoshihide Suga chose Vietnam because of the consideration that Vietnam is currently chairing Asia. In addition, the country on the Indochina Peninsula is one of the few countries in the world which, during the COVID-19 pandemic, still could manage to maintain economic growth. Prime Minister Suga may see the economic side of his visit to Vietnam, namely from the perspective of economic cooperation and investment. Meanwhile, a visit to Indonesia is, of course, also based on careful consideration. Indonesia and Japan have had a very close relationship. The Suga government will certainly try to maintain this relationship and cooperate well in the economic, political, cultural, and other fields. Obviously, with a population of more than 250 million people, Indonesia is a potential market for Japanese business actors. Besides that, Japan also views the importance of stability in the South China Sea region. Indonesia is a country that continues to strive to maintain its good position when several countries in Southeast Asia, even China and the United States, are plunged into a vortex of tension due to the dispute over the South China Sea area. It is understandable if Japan sees Indonesia's strategic position in relation to the escalation of tensions in the South China Sea. To be sure, Japan certainly has a very strong interest in maintaining good relations and cooperation with Indonesia, even efforts to improve it. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History of a Voice of Indonesia. We start from a historical event on October 21, 1944, Japan's first kamikaze suicide. On October 21, 1944, Japanese death squads committed suicide for the first time by crashing their aircraft into an in World War II, namely His Majesty Australian Ship, or HMAS Australia. The suicide attack called the kamikaze then became the last tactic of Dai Nippon, who was no longer able to break through the ranks of the Allied fleet in the Pacific War. At that time, Japanese troops carried 200 kilograms of bombs in waters near Leyte Island, Philippines. As a result of the attack, 30 HMAS crew members were killed. Next historical event, which occurred on October 21, 1986, Marshall Islands gained independence from the U.S. The Marshall Islands gained independence from the United States on October 21, 1986. Previously, the country, which is located between Hawaii and Australia, had established a government precisely in 1979. Historically, Marshall Islands had never been visited by anyone for several centuries. However, in 1788, British Captain John Marshall visited there, so that the country was named the Marshall Islands, take the name of the captain. We end with a history which occurred on October 21, 2010. Myanmar changed its national flag. The Myanmar government decided to change its national flag. They then officially introduced the new flag on October 21, 2010. Previously, the Myanmar flag was red and blue with a gilwheel surrounded by 14 stars and a sprig of rice in the middle. Meanwhile, the new flag consists of three horizontal stripes in yellow, green, and red, with a white pentagon star in the middle. That was Today in History.
Adakah engkau mendengar lagu rindu yang kutulis untukmu? Betapa jarak waktu memaksa kita memaknai sebuah kata rindu. Adakah engkau mendengar doa-doaku di ruang batinmu? Menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali. Kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Kan engkau pada pemilik jiwa, karena ku yakin dia akan menjaga asa yang aku tinggalkan pada lingkar janji kehormatanmu. Oh, karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Bila kau menungguku,
are still with us, English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Next information about Indonesia will be in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's today's My Indonesia titled Government Raises Tax Deduction for Pharmaceutical Research. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the government is preparing tax deduction for research and innovation by companies, including pharmacies which are currently focusing on inventing the COVID-19 vaccine. That was stated by the Minister Sri Mulyani in an online press meeting on the October State Budget in Jakarta on Monday, October the 19th. She added that the government is expecting Indonesian pharmaceutical companies to use the moment of COVID-19 and various incentives from the government, including the super tax deduction. She further remarked that the pharmas which are conducting research on COVID-19 vaccine are included in the criteria to receive the tax incentive. With the tax stimulus, Indonesian pharmas are expected to increase the capacity and ability of Indonesian pharmaceutical industry. The former managing director of the World Bank Group is optimistic that the national pharmaceutical industry has the potential to become a global player, because Indonesia is one of the countries with great size in economy and population. Minister Sri Mulyani also said that countries with strong pharmaceutical industry can obtain or keep finding solutions for pandemic and establish their leadership at global level. Previously, on October 9, 2020, she issued Finance Minister Regulation No. 153, Year 2020, on reduction in gross income for particular research and development activities in Indonesia. In the Finance Minister Regulation, taxpayers who conduct particular research and development activities in Indonesia will be granted gross income reduction for 300% maximum. First, there's the gross income reduction amounted to 100% from total cost spent for research and development. Second, there is additional reduction up to 200% from cost accumulation spent for research and development in certain periods. The research and development activities include pharmaceutical ingredients, pharmaceutical for human, traditional medicine, phytopharmaceuticals industry, natural extract and ingredients industry, as well as the health and lab equipment. And listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much if you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next, we'll bring you to have a glimpse about Indonesia, our tourism, or our local wisdom. Next one, Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Lembang Wonderland. Stay tuned. Lembang is one of the famous tourism areas in West Java. It is located on Jalan Raya Lembang number 177, Jayagiri, West Banurejansi, West Java. In the Lembang area, there are many tourism destinations that can be visited by domestic and foreign tourists. One of the interesting tourism destinations in Lembang is Lembang Wonderland. The location of Lembang is quite close to the provincial capital, or about 17 kilometers to the north of Bandung City, and takes approximately 46 minutes by land transportation. Lembang Wonderland can be an alternative destination on weekends with family because it is easy to access. Lembang Wonderland has a unique recreational park tourism concept. At this tourism location, you can enjoy traveling to a fantasy land like in Alice in Wonderland story. There are three areas in this place, starting from Sweet Field, Tree House, and Ice Cream Area. All of these areas have their own uniqueness. At the ice cream area, you can take pictures among rows of giant ice cream and candy. There is also a toy pool special for kids. At that location, children can catch toy fish around the pond as many as they like. Behind of the ice cream area, you can also feel the sensation of being washed by snow. This location is a favorite one of visitors to take pictures. Meanwhile, if you explore into Sweetfield, this area is indoor. You will feel the atmosphere of a dwarf adventure like in a fairy tale. At this location, you will see hot air balloons and boats in the middle of the ball pool. Children can also play in the ball pool. Lastly, the tree house. In this area, you can enter tree houses that have different themes. There is a Tarzan theme and also the bottom of the sea. The best time to visit Lembang Wonderland is in the late afternoon. The reason is that the flickering lights will spoil your eyes and be fun to be immortalized through the camera. The location of Lembang Wonderland is very strategic and close to other tourism destinations that are scattered in the Lembang area. Lembang Wonderland opens from 11 in noon and closes at 20 local time. Every visitor who comes and enters the play here will be charged an entrance fee of 25,000 rupees per person, or about $2 or 1.5 euros. Lembang Wonderland, as a new tourism spot in Lembang, West Bandung, has good and convenient facilities for its visitors. For public supporting facilities in Lembang Wonderland, the manager has provided a prayer room, clean toilets and showers, and parking lot. This tourism destination also provides food court area that sells a variety of food and beverage menus at very affordable prices. So it is right if it is used as a cheap place to eat in Lembang, Bandung. Please prepare your unique style to take pictures at Lembang Wonderland. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lembang Wonderland in West Java. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic.
Welcome to the new normal. Now we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Di matamu tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Oh, oh, hanya hatiku. Mati satu tumbuh seribu, kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita, ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, hanya hatiku. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupmu.
If you're still thirsty for more information about Indonesia, the next one will be the interesting information about Indonesia in
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Saya Takjub Melihatnya. In English, I'm amazed to see it. Listen to this conversation about saya takjub melihatnya. In English, I'm amazed to see it. Kevin arrived at Komodo Island and he admires the uniqueness of the Komodo dragon.
Inilah Komodo, Pak Kevin.
Saya takjub melihatnya.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Inilah, which means this is. Takjub, which means amazed. Kagum, which means amazed. Terpesona, which means enchanted. Expression of takjub, which means amazed, can be used to express admiration towards something. Another expression that can be used is kagum, which means amazed as well. While affix lah is an interjection for stressing or justifying. In the dialogue, the sentence inilah komodo Pak Kevin, in English, this is komodo Mr. Kevin, means ini sungguh-sungguh komodo itu. In English, this is really komodo dragon. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Inilah komodo, Pak Kevin.
Saya takjub melihatnya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Besides information, we are providing you also with some good music to lift up your day. And anyway, we get more for you. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I would like to present a song from Minang region, West Sumatra Province, entitled Mudia Arau. The song Mudia Arau, which was composed by Aji Sutansati, is also known with Lagu Sutanmodo. This song was popularized by Ali Kasim in the 1970s, which then recycled and dedicated by Minang musicians from across generations. The song Mudia Arau narrates about the story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man that she loves, who went away from hometown. In the Minang tradition, the men usually going from their hometown for seeking better life in other places or wandering. The woman in this song really loves the man, so she is waiting faithfully without seeing what the condition of the man when he returns to the hometown, except in the lyrics, Indak Dapek Tarago Bujang, Barana Ampek, dan Nanti Juo. Well, listener, here is the song Mudia Arau, sung by Nurul Fadila Hanid. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.